Now to our final batch of stories. A mystery donor boosts funds for a family man killed on a building site. A florist shuts down her station shop after more than a decade. And Elkie Brooks, the British Queen of the Blues, will sing for city crowds for the final time this year.
An anonymous benefactor has donated £10,000 to the heartbroken family of a man who died after an incident at a building society in Sproston. Brian Rogers, 42, died at the Furlong Heath housing development in Salhouse Road. An inquest was opened into his death at Norfolk Coroner's Court, where area coroner Johanna Thompson confirmed the labourer's provisional medical cause of death was from traumatic chest injuries. Following his death, Mr. Rogers' loved ones paid tribute and described how they were truly heartbroken. Brian was a wonderful fiancé, father and brother, and our home and lives feel empty without him, they said. It's clear from the overwhelming response we have had from family, friends, work colleagues, neighbours and acquaintances that he was greatly loved and respected by all of those he came into contact with. Police and inspectors from the Health and Safety Executive are still investigating the circumstances that led to his death. Mr. Rogers' sister launched a GoFundMe page in his memory, which explains how he grew up on the west coast of Scotland, but had lived in Norwich for almost 20 years. The fundraiser sat at just over £2,600 of its £5,000 target. But overnight, an anonymous person donated £10,000, leaving the fundraiser at almost £15,000.
A man has been charged with four driving offences after a police chase in Norwich. The incident happened when the driver of a BMW failed to stop four officers in Farmers Avenue. Officers chased the car through the city, including Red Lion Street and St. Stephen Street, before stopping due to safety concerns. A man in his 20s was later arrested in Grove Road and taken to Wyndham Police Investigation Centre for questioning. Cavalry Harriet, aged 22, of Foxley Close, London, has been charged with dangerous driving, failing to stop, driving while disqualified, and using a motor vehicle in a public place without third-party insurance. He appeared at Norwich Magistrates Court and was remanded into custody until his next court appearance on March the 19th.
A florist who has been helping commuters and city people celebrate special moments for more than 15 years has closed. Nicole Rivett, who runs Flowers Nicole, brought down her shutters at Norwich Railway Station one final time on Saturday and has moved completely online. She said, "I loved being on the concourse, but it was our decision to go. Greater Anglia is doing refurbishments and they were going to move us to a position that was not as good as the one we had, so it just did not feel right." The decision to close her shop comes less than a month after Nicole Rivett was issued an eviction notice by Greater Anglia. Miss Rivett said bosses of the train operator told her they required the space for an alternative use. But in a shocking U-turn, she was then told she could stay. She said after that, the public really helped us get a meeting with Greater Anglia, but they told us we've got to change and we were going to be moved to a position that was not as good. "I know it's life, but it does not make it any easier. We see the result of our work. The number of times I've seen people stand here with flowers behind their backs as they wait for their loved ones to arrive. It just makes it all worth it." The decision to vacate the station was taken by the business owner and was not a requirement of the refurbishment works.
A Golden Triangle pub has been boarded up after a person tried to force their way into the site. The Rose Tavern in NR2 now has several grey panels fastened to the windows and doors following the incident. Stonegate, the pub chain that owns the Rupert Street site, revealed that the site has been temporarily secured following an attempted unauthorised entry. but a spokesman for the company said they're still committed to reopening the site, which closed unexpectedly after the landlady, Janet White, decided to retire. The spokesman added, "We are investing nearly £100,000 into the site and are currently in the final stages of appointing a new publican. We are planning to begin refurbishment works by Easter, with the programme expected to take approximately 3 weeks."
Still regularly performing live at the age of 80, the British Queen of the Blues will sing for city crowds for the final time this year. After more than 6 decades on the road, Elkie Brooks is coming to play Norwich Theatre Royal on May the 25th as part of her long farewell tour. The shows will be the very last chance fans will get to hear Brooks perform her classic hits, including Pearl's a Singer, Fool, If You Think It's Over, Don't Cry Out Loud, No More the Fool, and Sunshine After the Rain. With many shows quickly selling out and the Norwich date selling quickly, Brooks has just announced further new live dates around the UK. "The pandemic closed the doors to our theatres and music halls," she said, "to be back on stage, to sing to people, to see faces, hear applause, and to share these spaces is truly humbling." Tickets for Elkie Brooks' long farewell tour are on sale now at Norwich Theatre Royal or directly via her official website.
And that's all from this edition of Chatterbox. We do hope you've enjoyed listening to this recording. When you've finished listening to the recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. There is no postage to pay. And don't worry about returning the memory stick quickly. Please listen to everything you want to. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number. That's 01603 765 365. Or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. The office is only manned on Thursdays, which is our production day, so if there's no reply, do leave a message and we'll return your call as soon as we can. Thanks go to the loyal team of volunteers who make up the production team, to sound recordist Catherine Rose and editor Sarah Lusher. Don't forget to keep listening to hear the Countryside podcast from Chris Skinner at High Ash Farm. So it's goodbye from me, Matthew Tucker.
And from me, Lorna Jesty. Goodbye.